There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
DOJ to charge claimant of 31 kilos of shabu. The Department of Justice, DOJ, has found probable cause to charge the consignee of the over 31 kilograms of shabu worth P218.5 million seized in Pasay by members of the Ninoy Aquino International Airport, NAIA, Interagency Drug Interdiction Task Group. Authorities identified the claimant as Christine Tigranes of Balingasa, Manila. They said that the illegal drugs were shipped by Isaac Chakor from Zimbabwe and were declared as machinery mufflers. The four parcels were received by the consignee at the Pear Pag Center, Naya Complex last April 17. Upon X-ray inspection, a suspicious image was detected from the parcels, authorities said. Tigranes subsequently arrived at the examination area and introduced herself as the consignee while presenting the airway bill. She will face charges for violation of Section 4, Importation of Dangerous Drugs, Article the 2nd of Republic Act, R.A., 9165, Dangerous Drugs Act, and Section 1401, Unlawful Importation or Exportation, of R.A. 10863, Customs Modernization and Tariff Act. May this be a warning to those who continue to associate themselves with illegal drugs. Expect that our crusade against this menace to society will be more vicious in the upcoming days and will never stop until we attain our ultimate goal of a 100% drug-free Philippines, Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin Rimulla said in a statement issued on Monday. Meanwhile, National Capital Region Police Office, NCRPO, Chief Ngan Jose Melencio Nartates Jr. revealed during the monthly forum of the Manila City Hall Reporters Association, MACRA, on Monday that an average of 40 people involved in illegal drugs are apprehended, and an estimated P1.2 million worth of drugs are confiscated daily in Metro Manila. Nartates dismissed the idea of armed confrontation with drug suspects unless for purposes of self-preservation on the part of the police conducting the anti-drug operations. On the other hand, the NCRPO chief said 500 police officials, the highest ranking a colonel, have been dismissed from the service since he assumed his post 9 months ago. He said that the punishment for erring policemen range from demotion to dismissal and forfeiture of benefits. He noted that less than 5% of the total number of police officers in NCR commits wrongdoings. It is unfair for the 95% who are doing well, Nartates said.